Avi and to Azriel on the birth and the naming of Pesha Sela this morning. So actually, Oz raised this topic with me yesterday after the Mishnayos, so we'll come back to it, as I said today. So the basic idea with Malkos is you're trying not to kill the guy. The Gemara says, Malkos b'makom miso medes, that Malkos is instead of giving a guy a chi of misa, though if he does die during the process of getting lashed, that's not a situation where anybody's going to have to go, let's say, to an ir miklat or suffer any consequences. Remember, that's good chazara from Perek, the beginning of Perek Beis, Eluhei Nagolin, that it's only Esa Sher Yavo Esra'eu Bayar Lach Tovetzim Mayar Rishus Av Kol Rishus. So if it's a situation of mitzvah, like giving somebody malchus, which is a mitzvah, if you do kill the guy, which is unfortunate, that's not what you're going for, the Shliach Bezdin does not have to go to the ir miklat. Moreover, the Rambam says, anytime a Shliach Bezdin is involved in killing somebody, unless they go totally rogue, but let's say somebody's Misariv Levoladin, somebody doesn't want to show up in Bezdin. And so the Shliach Bezdin, with the approval of the Bezdin, goes and starts beating the guy and he dies. So you would think that's manslaughter. You know, maybe you have to go to Ir Miklat. The Rambam says you don't have to go to Ir Miklat for that. Okay. So Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ein Omdin Osol of Makos Har Ius Lishtalish. So you got to get a credible physician who does a full physical clinical exam, and that will determine how many malchus this person gets in multiples of three, between 3 and 39. 39 being the maximum. Amdula Kabel Arbaim, let's say 40, meaning 39 in practice. So Laka Miktas Vemru Sheno Yachol Kabel Arbaim Pater. So let's say the physician on hand looks at them and says, "I'm very concerned about this. You know, you're up to whatever it is." You know, the guy was, let's say, estimated to be able to take 27 lashes, and you're at 11, and the physician says, "We got to call it right here. This guy does not look like he's going to pull through." So then you call it right then and there, pater. Amdula kabel shmona esrei, get a multiple of three. Mishalaku amru shiachul kabel arbaim, and then the physician says, "This guy is going strong. You know, you get 16, 17, 18, you know, looks like he can handle plenty more. You don't add on." So again, like all, you know, dine nefashos type halachos, it's always slanted in favor of the convicted party. So we're not going to add on. Mishalakam yachol kabel arbaim pater. So this is the situation that Oz raised yesterday. Avar avera sheyesh ba shnei lavin. Let's say guy's over bayirah bayimatzan pesach. He has a chametz lab that he's bootlegging off label chametz on pesach or something in his bathtub. So he violates bayirah bayimatzan in such a way that he could get malchus because he's actually making it. So now he's subject to 80 lashes, or if you will, 78 lashes. And he goes into the doctor. And the doctor says, this guy, to a quote from the Rambam, is Bari Kishimshon. This guy is unbelievably strong. He can take 48 lashes at once, which is a huge amount. So you can actually give this guy 48 lashes, and he'll get putter from both. If he's a normal human being, you know, and can't take that amount, so then you have to approach it, you know, sort of piecemeal, v'imlav, loke misrape, v'chozer v'loke, which the way the Rambam interprets that means is that you handle it one by one. So you say, let's say the guy you think could handle 39, right, and you give him 39 for balira, so then he heals, however long that takes, I'll get to that in a second, he's going to heal, and then you do a second clinical exam. You shouldn't assume, just because he could handle 39 the first time, that he could handle 39 the second time. Maybe yes, maybe no. So you have to evaluate him again. The doctor, again, is going to tell the Bezdin what he thinks the guy can take, and you'll do it again. Now, it may seem a little bit strange to us, because we might be sitting here saying to ourselves, like, what is the big deal? Give him 3, 6, 9. So I remember, this is now 29 years ago, but it really stands out in my mind. There's this guy named Michael Fay. People may remember the name. Singapore, if you get caught chewing gum, you could get caned. So he had graffitied up some cars in Singapore, and he was sentenced to 6 lashes, 6 canings, Malkos Ha'ruyus Lishtalish. And President Clinton intervened and got it reduced to 4. So I remember sitting on the couch with my older brother, and we were chuckling, like, you know, the president had to get involved, like, he can't take it, like, from 6 to 4. So then my mother explained to me that each time you get caned, it's, like, really, 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 really bad. And he's going to have to be in a hospital for weeks afterwards recuperating, because each caning, you know, additional 5 and 6 are, like, they are enough to get involved in. So he ended up getting 4 months in prison plus, these four lashes, thanks to President Clinton, he didn't get the six. But it's a big deal, you know. So each additional lash is a potentially life-threatening kind of a situation. So Ketzan Malkin Oso, let's just finish with this. How do we administer the lashes? So Kofetz Deyadav Al Ha'amad Hilach V'Hilach. So you tie his two hands to a post which goes up to his heart. V'Chazan Akdeses Oches B'Vegadav V'Im Nikru Nikru V'Im Nifru Nifrimu. So you have to tear off the guy's shirt. That's a Din Doraisa because it says V'Hikahu Midimara Darshan Tzvelos Ksuso Achu Megalas Libo. The Evan is Suna Me'achrab. And there's this stone, not really behind him, even that says Me'achrab, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, sort of slightly behind him. Chazan HaKnesses Omed Aleha, a Ritzua Shel Egel Biyado. And the guy's holding a whip, Kfula, Echad L'Shnayim, L'Shnayim Nereba, Ushtei Ritzuos, Olos V'Yardos Bo. So this is a machokis between the Rishonim and the Tiferes Yisrael, who says Luli de Mistafina. So he thinks that it's one Ritzua, one whip, which is folded over four times. Rashi thinks that it's two, each one doubled over. And the guy, as we'll see tomorrow, is going to beat him about the chest and about the back, again in these series of three. And the idea is to do whatever the doctor estimated, and to have to simulate a near-death experience. But as we said at the beginning, the goal is that he should come out of it alive.